Paul says that we have come to Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. It talks about something in the present. We have come. This letter is a letter addressed to the assembly, to the church, to those who hear the voice of God in this hour, telling them to come up here. We have come to the gathering upon Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God, praise God, to the company of innumerable angels, innumerable saints. We ought to be able to open our eyes in the spirit to discern what the Lord is talking about today. Open our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying today. That the eternal will of God is to gather all of us back upon Mount Zion. And this is an event that is occurring right now, presently, as you hear the message of truth. He's gathering you from the further places of the earth, from the dark places of the earth, where there is no knowledge of God, where you are languishing and perishing in the transgression of Adam. He's gathering you upon Mount Zion, which is the spiritual peak where God's presence may be found, which is the place where the throne of God may be found, the place where the life, eternal life of God may be found, the presence of God may be found, the security of God may be found. It is the city of the living God. It is the city of the living. Only those who are living have access to this place. Only those who arise, who awake from the dust or the illusion of their human lives, find access to this dimension in God. Praise God. I'm going to focus on one aspect of this gathering today. Paul says that we have come to the gathering of the innumerable company of what? Of angels. Or the innumerable company of messengers. Or the innumerable company of servants of God. Because those who find themselves upon this place are also noted as servants and messengers of God. An angel is a servant of God, is a messenger of God, is one who does the will of God. He has no life of his own, he has no will of his own, simply functions by the will and the life of God. And it's God that caters for his angels. It's God that keeps angels. It's God that glorifies his angels. Praise God. So that is where we are being gathered to in this hour. If you go back to the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7 verse 9. This is a vision of the end times. Daniel, many years before the coming of Jesus, had a vision of the end of the age. We're not saying that Daniel understood what he saw at that moment. But it all pertains to the faith. It all pertains to our gathering unto Christ. It all pertains to our overcoming the beast, the mark of the beast, overcoming the powers of Satan, the powers of darkness, and rediscovering ourselves in the place of life. Praise God. The book of Daniel is very, very much similar. I'm talking about the prophecies of Daniel. While the book of Revelations speaks about the unveiling of Christ, the book of Daniel also speaks about the unveiling of Christ. In the book of Daniel, you see the seals that, you know, were placed upon the book, and you see the books also being unsealed in the book of Revelation. So we have one vision here, one voice, one spirit speaking here, right from the days of Daniel. And I just want to focus on a snapshot, something Daniel saw in one of his visions. We don't want to go into too much details concerning the whole chapter. We're talking of Daniel chapter 7 verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set and the books were opened. I just wanted to focus on this snapshot here to cause us to have an idea of where we stand or where we are being gathered to in the spirit. Praise God. If your eyes are open, you will see yourself among this innumerable company, these thousands that were standing before the Ancient of Days. If your eyes are open, you will see Paul standing among them. If your eyes are open, you will see even the Lord Jesus among them. You will see John the Apostle among them. You will see myself and yourself among this company of innocents who minister to the Ancient of Days. They stand before the Ancient of Days and they minister to him. Praise God. The Ancient of Days, the same personality that we see in the book of Revelation chapter 1, as he appears as the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. This is none other than the living one, which is Christ. And that stream that issues out from before him is the same as the stream of life, the river of life that the Apostle John saw in the New Jerusalem in the last chapter of the book of Revelation. It is the eternal life and the knowledge of God gushing from the Alpha and the Omega, or the Ancient of Days. So you can see that these ministers, these angels that were gathered together ministering to the Ancient of Days, is a picture of you and I. We have to stir up ourselves in the spirit and begin to open our eyes to recognize each other after the spirit. See what Daniel saw was a company of angels, uncountable angels. He did not see any earthly name upon these people. He did not see Jesus of Nazareth after the flesh. He did not see Paul, or Saul of Tarsus after the flesh. He did not see John the Apostle after the flesh. All he saw was a company of innumerable angels ministering to the Lord. Praise God. So that all you see in that place is the image of the Alpha and the Omega and nothing else. All you see is the image of the Alpha and the Omega, and there is no one apart from him. So our eyes have to be open, brethren, to begin to recognize the angelic personality within every man. You have to know men after the spirit. Paul says that if I have known Jesus Christ after the flesh, I do not know him anymore, no longer after the flesh. It's a thing of the past. The Apostle John also says that I know no man after the flesh. You have to come to the place where you begin to recognize people after the spirit. Let your eyes be open to recognize people after the spirit, no longer after the flesh. Also begin to recognize yourself, know yourself after the spirit, and not after the flesh. When you know people after the flesh and recognize people after the flesh, this is what brings occasion for stumbling. This is what brings occasion for, you know, disrespecting others, disregarding others, discriminating against others. Praise God. But when your eyes are opened in the spirit to recognize people after the spirit, you will know that we all are simply servants of God. We have no earthly identities of our own. That name that we bear in this world is just an illusion. That name or identity we bear in this realm, in this physical world, is just a temporary thing that is passing away, being blown away by the wind. Praise God. When the revelation of Christ dawns, that image is no more. The only one that there is the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the Living One, which is Christ. He is the only one. Praise God. Our eyes have to be open to begin to exercise ourselves to walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit and recognizing that eternal man, that one that lives forever, and humbling ourselves to serve him. He says, where I am, there my servant will be. Isn't that what Jesus Christ says? He says, where I am, there my servant will be. See, we are the servants of God. We are the ones, the innumerable company gathered before the Alpha and the Omega, before the Ancient of Days, serving him. The servants are the angels of God, are the ministers of God, speaking truth and walking in relation to truth. These servants do not see anyone apart from the Ancient of Days. They do not see man. They do not recognize man. They do not know man after the flesh. All they see before their eyes is the Ancient of Days, who is Christ. That is all they see. And they walk in relation to him. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. This same company is likened to the company of 144,000 that the Apostle John saw upon Mount Zion, who were redeemed from among men. Praise God. The Bible says that they were standing before the throne of God. Quickly rush to the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 1. You see, the Bible is just one book that is just admonishing people to awake back to their true selves, It's all about self-realization, realizing the truth. Praise God. There's only one thing to bother about, and it's to have your place among the innumerable company of angels who are standing in the presence of the Lord. Because from the presence of the Lord is where we have our joy, our peace, our protection, our security throughout all eternity. That is the only thing that cannot be taken away from us. Every other thing will be taken away. Every other thing will be shaken and moved. The kingdoms will be moved. The concepts of men will be moved. Praise God. Your relations, your families, and all these things upon this earth will be taken away. All these things will become things of the past. Because they do not have substance. Are you hearing me? These things do not have any substance. Praise God. They are only shadows. Oh, hallelujah. So the gospel is all about telling you to awake to reality. Awake from your dream world. Start living in relation to Christ. Start living in relation to truth. Forsake lies. Forsake, darkness. Forsake the shadows and the vanities of men. And enter into the place of life and peace and security. Praise God. So let's go back to the revelation that John saw. The 144,000 in the book of Revelation chapter 14 verse 1. And I look, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion, and with him 144,000 having his father's name in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sang as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and elders, and no man could learn the song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are days we have not defiled themselves with women, for they are virgins. Praise God. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits unto God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no guile. For they are without fault before the throne of God. Amen. You see, they stand before the throne of God. Without guile, without fault, blameless before the throne of God. These are the ones redeemed from among men. Taken away from men, no more men. And they are converted so that they now bear the name of the Father. No more that earthly name they bore in the days of ignorance. So that it is only the Lord and the Lord alone. Praise God. They become the expression of the invisible God upon the earth. Praise God. These are the ones that are gathered unto the Lord. These are among the innumerable company. When you see thousands in the Bible, it's used to express something that is uncountable. Praise God. The book of Revelation talks, the book of Psalms talk about the thousands and tens of thousands of the chariots of God that appear with God upon Mount Sinai. This is also a picture of the innumerable company of angels that gather unto the Lord to serve the name of the Lord. Praise God. So you see, when we hear these kind of things, we know exactly what the Lord expects for us. He expects us to convert ourselves back into, servanthood, where we see and serve the name of the Lord. So that we no longer walk in the ignorance of men who walk after the flesh. We no longer walk after the flesh, pretending we have something upon the earth to protect, or thinking that we have a life of our own. of thinking that we have a name to protect, a name of our own. We must awaken to the fact that there is only one name, and that is the name of the Father. Recognition of that one name is what grants us access into the realm of light, into the presence of God. Because if we stand before the throne in the presence of God, then we walk in the light as He is in the light. Then we are in the paradise of God, because in His presence is the fullness of joy. Praise God. But when we walk after the flesh, and we walk after a name that is not the name of the Lord, we find ourselves drifting into outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. That is the realm where the world dwells, where you have the lust of and the pride of life reigning. It's because people have refused to recognize the truth about themselves. We are servants. We are simply messengers and servants of God, who are there to serve only the name that is from the foundation of the world. There is only one name. Praise God. And there is only one. And He appears as the Ancient of Days, or the Alpha and the Omega. That is Christ. He is the living one. We must recognize Him. Our eyes must be single to recognize Him in all of His creation, in all of the people, and to walk in relation to that. That is how we can find ourselves back into the realm of light, into the place of, you know, delight and love and joy and gladness, in the place of all power, security. Praise God. When we are consciously aware of His presence once more. Praise God. No more in outer darkness. Hallelujah. To buttress this fact, Jesus Christ always gave parables about servants. He spoke on many occasions about servants. He says that you are all servants. There's only one master, which is Christ. We are all servants. Praise God. If I come out there to minister to you or to minister to a brother out there, I am ministering to the Christ. Praise God. I am washing the feet of Christ. Isn't that what Jesus Christ did when he knelt down to wash the feet of the disciples? One of the disciples tried to stop him. He told the disciple that, look, you don't understand now, later you understand. As Jesus Christ stooped down to wash the feet of the disciples, He was beholding Christ. He was beholding the Father. He was beholding the glory of God in Him. In likewise manner, when we minister, when we speak the word, we come, you know, with the attitude of servanthood to minister to the body of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. It's very important. These are the things that will usher us into the realm of light. If you are attentive, this is the mystery that will gather us back among the thousands who are standing constantly in the presence of God. This is the thing that will cause us to regain our innocence. When we begin to recognize the truth, these are the things that will hide pride from us. Hide pride from us, you know? The pride in our heart has put up a kind of wall between us and God. It has hidden us from the blessings of God. It has driven us from God's presence. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. So Jesus Christ spoke many parables about servants. He Himself humbled Himself to become a servant. Likewise, manner, we ought to humble ourselves, you know, to become servants of one another. We have to actually learn to worship one another. When I say worship one another, worship the Christ in one another. Praise God. If you go quickly in the book of Matthew chapter 24, we're going to talk about one of the parables about servanthood. See, these servants are angels. Like I said, these servants are ministers of God. A servant is one who does the will of his master. So in those days, a servant was someone who was dedicated to doing just the will of his master. Praise God. Now, if you move on to Matthew 24, verse 45, it says, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and to drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh out not for him, and in an hour that is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." So we see two types of servants. There is one servant that keeps himself pure by watching, keeps faithfulness. You see it? And there's another servant who is the foolish servant who becomes slothful. You see it? Who loses patience and he begins to become drunken. And we know that those that drink and are drunk are those of this world. They that drink are they that are of the night. Those who walk after the flesh. Praise God. The wise servant is the one who keeps himself in the spirit. The wise servant is the one who keeps the knowledge of Christ and continues to serve the name of the Lord faithfully. That is the wise servant. But the foolish servant is the one who is carried away with the temptation of this world and begins to feed on the lies of men and starts to live after the flesh. See, and when you live after the flesh, that is when the pride of life comes in, the lust of life comes in. That's where all the injustices and all the unrighteousness of men we see coming. Praise God. So the Father is teaching us wisdom today. Wisdom. He's giving us wisdom once more so that we can get back into the place of light. We know we have all transgressed one way or the other in Adam. And that is why we find ourselves in outer darkness where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. But the time has come to be gathered back. Isn't it written in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time to cast away and there's a time to gather back? So the time has come to be gathered back among the innumerable company of angels, those that stand and live by the light of God's countenance. Praise God. In another parable, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ spoke about, about the talents, about the master who was going out for a long journey and he gave talents to his servants. Praise God. And this talent is simply the knowledge of Christ in each and every man of every one of us. We are the servants of God, and we all have this talent in us. Praise God. And that talent is nothing more than Christ in you. It's the seed of the kingdom in you. Praise God. The wise servants multiplied, increased their talents, which is increasing in the knowledge of Christ. While the foolish servant hid his talent underneath the ground, which is underneath his carnal identity, underneath the carnal mind. He suppressed the knowledge of Christ in him and hid it under his humanity, under his human nature. He carried on in the flesh and neglected the spirit. While the others increase in the knowledge of Christ. And what happens at the end of the day? The time comes for judgment when the master returns. See it, and let me tell you a secret. The master returns in the faithful servants. When he says, I come, when he says, I return, I come, he comes in the servants. He's revealed through his servants, those who have waited patiently for him. See it, he reveals himself, you know, in angelic power and in glory in these ministers that have waited on his name. Those that have waited for the coming of the Lord and have patiently conformed themselves to the truth are the ones who manifest him as he comes in this world. Praise God. And as he appears, it is great wrath and judgment to those who refuse to conform to the truth. These are the many stripes. These are the beatings that go to the servants as the Lord appears. Great conviction of sin, great wrath and tribulation in the souls and torment in the souls of those servants who refuse to obey their master, who refuse to stand faithful in the house of God. Those servants who decide to go out, you know, and do whatever they want, they leave the father, the master's presence. They are cast into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. They are cast into the prison house, where there is greater corruption, where there is greater sense of separation from God. All these things functions with the mind. All these functions with the conviction of sin. That is why it is good to obey the Lord. As he calls his people to, you know, to be gathered unto him. Praise God. The appearing of the Lord in glory, in his servants, in his saints, is very much like the same parable Jesus gave about the Lord appearing with his angels from heaven and separating the goat from the sheep. All this occurs in us. Praise God. Those who follow on to know the truth, you know, are set at the right hand of God, the place of pleasures and life and delights. While those who reject the truth, those who carry on in the lies of humanity, find themselves on the left side, where there is great tribulation and gnashing of teeth. Praise God. So let us know what our focus is. Let us know what our hope is. God wants us to be among that company. Company of spirits, company of angels before the throne. Praise God. We are the ones to manifest Christ in creation. We are the ones manifesting him before the creation. We are the ones manifesting the invisible God before the creation. We are the ones administering to the Alpha and the Omega, the Ancient of Days. Praise God. If you go quickly to the book of Thessalonians, let us see what awaits those who patiently apply this word to their life. Our God is a faithful God, and he will never forsake those who obey him, those who make up their mind to serve God. If you go 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, from verse 16, seeing it is righteous thing with God to recompensate or to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe in that day. Are you listening? So you see, his coming and his manifestation is in us, is in his servants, his saints. Praise God. Those who patiently apply this word of truth that they are listening today and serve the Lord, you know, with a single mind. Those who make up their minds to leave the pride of humanity and to serve the Lord will be the ones to manifest the Lord in the day of his appearing. Praise God. This is not something, this is an event that occurs from age to age in people who are ready to receive the Lord. Praise God. It has occurred in people like Paul. If you study the letter properly, you will discover that Paul himself was already a messenger manifesting God in the flesh. He was already a minister displaying the mystery of godliness. Praise God. That's why it says that you will have rest with us. Paul was already in that rest. Praise God. So you can see this is a continuous process. Oh, hallelujah. People are being gathered today in that company. People are experiencing themselves before the throne of God. People are experiencing themselves united in one with the Father. People are experiencing themselves among this company of angels that administer before the Ancient of Days. It's a continuous process, a present and continuous process. It's not something that you can see with your visible eye. It's a spiritual occurrence. Because the gathering is a spiritual gathering. It's a gathering in the spirit. Praise God. Our gathering is not a gathering in the flesh, but a gathering in the spirit. Our gathering is unto the Lord, and the Lord is spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn to Isaiah 56. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Now the righteousness of God is revealed in you, to those who hearken to the voice of truth and, you know, allow this word take the hold of them. Blessed is the man that does this, the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it. Praise God. And keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Now let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord has utterly separated me from his people. Now let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than the sons, better than that of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be joined to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in the house of my prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar. For my house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The Lord God, which gathered the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him beside those that are gathered unto him. And let's stop there. See, God is now throwing out this invitation again to us. God never changes. His words remain unchangeable. If we can make up our minds to serve the name of the Lord, if we can make up our minds to turn our backs on our old ways, the ways of man, and begin to recognize the presence of the Lord, begin to recognize the name of the Lord, and begin to serve the Lord faithfully. Hallelujah. Those of us who decide to leave all to serve the Lord, to put in our resources, our energy and time to serve the Lord day and night. Very much like the eunuch. The eunuch decides that he no more will, the eunuch castrates himself so that he cannot have pleasure with a woman, so that he can give only pleasure to his master. See it? See, the eunuch's, the pleasure of the eunuch becomes pleasing the master. He becomes a soul servant, a servant. That's why Jesus Christ says some people have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. These are people who have divorced themselves from this world, divorced themselves from the pleasures of the flesh, from the pleasures of this world, and have, you know, decided to serve the Lord and to direct all their energies to serving and pleasing the master. Praise God. So those of us who have left all to serve the name of the Lord, to honor the Lord, to exalt the name of the Lord, praise God, are the ones that the Lord will transport upon Mount Zion, so that we stand among the innumerable company of servants, of angels. See, it's all about becoming an angel. An angel has no will of his own. An angel has no personality of his own. An angel has no life of his own. An angel has no word of his own. All he does is to do the will of his master. Praise God. And that is how we are to be converted, to become faceless servants of God, so that we can enjoy the goodness of his presence. Praise God. One moment in his house is better than 1,000 years anywhere. A moment in the presence of God is enough to wipe out all the misery that life has offered you in the past. All the hurts and bruises are wiped out and healed in the presence of the Lord. My house is a house of prayers. Gladness and joy shall be heard there. Praise God. It's a realm where you find satisfaction once more and your peace once more. Praise God. This is for those who convert themselves to becoming servants, angels of God, ministering to the name of the Lord eternally. Hallelujah. And the Lord adds, I will give you that name, that eternal name that shall not be cut off. Praise God. We know that there are many, many names upon the earth, and they are all coming to naught. They are all temporal. They pass away. But there is a name that remains eternal from age to age, and that is the name of the Lord. And those who humble themselves, who convert themselves to serving the Lord, I inscribe you that name, that new name. Praise God. It's the name and the only name that there is. It's the name of the Lord. It is the new name that is unknown to man. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So let us recognize who we are. Open your eyes and see Christ in the creation. Open your eyes and see that he is the only one. There is no other. Let us divert our resources and time and energy to serve him, so that we can joy among his inheritance. Praise God. So that we can be among, experience that gathering. Praise God. That gathering of joy. Hallelujah. That gathering of joy that knows no limit. To that joyful assembly where we can sing that song that no man upon the earth can sing. Hallelujah. Where we can sing the song of deliverance that no man on the earth can sing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where we can once more reclaim our innocence and walk blameless before God. This is achieved only as we convert ourselves to be servants. Only pleasing God, that's all. No more pleasing men. No more pleasing ourselves or the establishments of, but pleasing God. Serving God. Seeing God in all His creation, in all the people. Because He is the only one that there is. Praise God. Thank God, man. Let God strengthen us. Hallelujah. Let God, strengthen us with His word as He gathers us unto Himself. I'll round up with the famous phrase from Jude. So the last verses in Jude chapter 1. There's only one chapter in Jude. Praise God. But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted with flesh. Now unto Him that is able to keep us from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. Praise God. So you can see our aim is to be gathered before the glory of His presence, before His throne, to be among the angels. Praise God. We do this by exercising ourselves, speaking in tongues, speaking in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And abstaining from the flesh, abstaining from the garment, the consciousness that is stained with flesh, abstaining from all our carnality. Praise God. And standing in the Spirit. Hallelujah. You will see yourself standing before His presence. You'll be transported into His presence, for it is the will of God to gather us unto Himself. That is where we are saved. That is where we experience the joy of our salvation. Amen.